This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Right, so let's get into the next piece of Gemara. We've got a small piece of Gemara, but it's full and interesting. And what I'm going to suggest we do in preparing the shiur with my son Moshe, we thought it would be helpful, although I didn't have a chance to send this out as a Mare Mokum, but it would be helpful if we looked at a small piece of Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Beis first, before we approached our Gemara. We're going to be dealing with the last 10 lines or so on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, and the subject of the sugya this morning is the Kinyan Bio, which is very, very fascinating because it's a strange thing that a Kinyan Bio should work. It sounds very odd. It sounds almost uncivilized, doesn't it? That's the ultimate intimacy is Bio, and that should Kinyan. Surely the purpose of the Kinyan, whether it's a Kinyan Kesef or it's a Kinyan Shtar, is in order to be Machshir, a woman, for Bio, because if one that's what allows the Bio, that's what allows the relationship. But Bio is the relationship. Bio is not a Kinyan. So we're seeing almost in Bio two types of Bio. A transactional type of Bio, where Bio is an act of Kinyan, and then there's the Bio, which is the intimacy of the relationship throughout the life of the relationship. And we're going to explore this duality of the idea of Kinyan. And it might even be an idea that I think I mentioned in our very first shiur on Kiddushin. It might even be that in a way that concept can be extended to the other Kinyonim too. So Kinyan Kesef, you give a woman Kesef under the chuppah. That's the Kinyan, but that doesn't mean it's the last time you give her an item of jewelry. It doesn't mean it's the last time you invest in her. That time it's a Kinyan, but that sets in motion an ongoing type of relationship that is meant to be throughout the relationship. And a Kinyan Shtar, you can be Kone a woman with Shtar, but that doesn't mean it's the last time you write her a love letter. That sets into motion a relationship where you communicate verbally. So you communicate not only through acts of chesed, which is Kinyan Kesef, and not only through acts of intimacy, which is Kinyan Bio, but you also continue to communicate verbally with one another, whether you do that orally or in writing, but the Kinyan Shtar represents verbal communication which continues. So maybe from this idea that Bio has two capacities, there's Bio, the capacity of a Maisa Kinyan, an act of a Kinyan, and there's Bio, which is an ongoing intimacy in the relationship, and we mustn't confuse the two in this particular piece of Gemara. But the very idea that Bio can work for a Kinyan is quite interesting. So if you just reflect for a moment, are there any other cases that you can think of where Bio works as a Kinyan? And I'm sure you'll register right away that we've got it in Yavoma. We know that in the case of Yavoma, in fact, Bio is the only form of Kinyan. So we need to explore that as well. And the other thing the Gemara is going to look at other human Kinyonim. There are Kinyonim that apply to Sodos, to Karka, to land. There are Kinyonim that apply to Metaltalin. There are Kinyonim that apply to animals. Each thing has its own particular Kinyan. And the Gemara talks about some of the difficulties. How are you Kone an elephant? What is the Kinyan that you do? It's too big to lift up. What do you do with an elephant? There are different ways. A field, there are kinyonim for a field that are specific to a field, that don't apply to any other object. So the nature of the kinyan is to some degree defined by the particular object that is being nikness. In Kiddushin, in Masechet Kiddushin, we're learning about the kinyonim that apply to the human acquisition. And that's why the Hilchus Avodim is part of Kiddushin, because that's part of human acquisition. So where do we have cases of human acquisition? Well, we have Eved. We have the case of Eved, Eved Ivri and Eved Knani. We have the case of Amo Ivrio. We have the case of Ishus. There's a degree of human acquisition. And we have the case of Yavoma, kind of. Yavoma, in a sense, isn't really acquisition. And we'll understand why Yavoma has its own Masechta, why Yavoma, in fact, is not included in this altogether. We'll understand from today's piece of Gemara. But to do that, let's start off on Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we'll see some of the background to this Gemara. So if you look on Daf Tes Amud Beis, five lines from the top of the page, from the top of the thick lines, that's the fifth thick line at the beginning of the line, with the Bio. The Mishnah has said that Bio is one of the kinyonim avishus. Asks the Gemara Minalan, where do we know from in the Torah that Bia works as a kinyon? Omar Rabbi Yavo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Kro Beulas Baal. So Rabbi Yochanan brings a posuk that if a man is found having a relationship with a married woman, then there are all sorts of consequences. There's a death sentence for both of them. And what is Beulas Baal? Melamed Shinase Lo Baal Al Yedei Be'ilo. The word Beulas Baal, she is owned by an owner, if you want to use a crass translation. Beulas Baal, she's owned by a Baal that teaches that Shinase Lo Baal Al Yedei Be'ilo. A very important comment and very important concept of Rabbi Yochanan that I want us just to focus our attention on. And that is, he becomes a Baal through Be'ilo. Can he become a Baal through Kesef? Well, technically he can, but there's an idea in Rabbi Yochanan, possibly, that there are two different dimensions of relationship between man and woman. The one dimension of relationship we use the words ish and isho for, and the other dimension of relationship is Baal and Be'ula. And what's the difference between the two? If you acquire a woman with a kinyan kesef, if you've invested in a woman and she's agreed, you've created an arrangement and you've given her money or you've given her an object of value, she's accepted that as a kinyan, that's called kinyan kiddushin, and the result of that kinyan is ish and isha, a married man and woman. But it goes a step further. When they have an intimate relationship and there's be'ilo, he becomes a baal. So and she becomes a bu'ula. There's a much, much closer relationship. There's a much more intimate relationship than that which is created under the chuppah at the time of kiddushin. The bi'ilo changes the relationship. It adds another layer onto the relationship. And the layer that it adds on is called ba'al, ba'al and bu'ula. And that we learn from the words bu'ulas. Ba'al melam eshinasi lo ba'al yidei bi'ila. Omar le Rabbi Zeir le Rabbi Avo, v'amri le Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Zeir asked Rabbi Avo, and some say it was Reish Lakish who asked Rabbi Yochanan, Ku'uro zu sheshono Rebbe, do you reject the example, that do you reject the limud that Rebbe has learned? Because Rebbe asked himself the same question, where do we know from that Bia works? And he answered, we get it from the posuk, ki yikach ish isho uve Allah. If a man marries a woman and he is boil that woman, he has a relationship there with that woman. Melamed she niknes bevia. From there we learn that she is niknes bevia. Answers the Gemara. Ime hasam, if I would have learned from that case that a woman is niknes bevia from the case of ki yikach ish isho the Allah, hava amina adem kadesh behoda boil. I would have thought that you need both, because what does the posuk say? Ki yikach ish isho uva Allah. If a man marries a woman, yikach, uva Allah, and has relationships with her, then the posuk goes on to say that if he no longer wants to be with her, he has to give her a get. So I would think that what is it that creates the obligation or the conditions for a get is if there's been both kicho and be'ilo. So you need both to complete the kinyan, I might have thought. Kamash malan, it comes to teach us the posuk of Be'ulas Baal comes to teach us that with Be'ilo alone a woman can require a get. A woman is Niknes. You don't need the Kinyan Kesef if there's a Kinyan Be'ilo, and you don't need the Kinyan Be'ilo if there's a Kinyan Kesef. Each one operates on its own. Let's leave it here for the moment as to some of the background. If we go back now to our Gemara and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, just after the two dots, 10 lines from the bottom of the Omid, we've got Rebbe's statement. It's not attributed to Rebbe in this Gemara, but we know from the Gemara and Daf Tes now that this is Rebbe. What we're doing is we're analyzing the posuk closer to the top of the page. So if you remember, the Gemara, 5 lines from the top of the page, said that although up until now in the Gemara we've learned the fact that a Naira can be Niknes Bekesef and the Kesef belongs to her father, we've learned all of that from the Yotzo Chinom and Kesef. In kesef lodin zeraval yesh kesef lodin acher, that if an amo ivriya becomes a naro, she leaves the owner and she becomes free without having to pay any money. But in any other case of leaving the authority of a man, such as a young girl getting married and leaving the authority of the father, there is kesef, there is money that is paid, and it's paid to the father. That's what we've learned up till now. And then the Gemara started off at the top of the Omud saying, V'tana ma'isele mehocha, but the other Tana learns it from here, and the Tana of our mission learns it from the posuk of the Tanya, ki yikach ish ishu uvolo, v'hoyo im lo timtzachin be'enov, ki imotza bo'ev esdover, and so on. If a man is lokach, he takes a woman, and he has be'ilo, then if they don't like one, if he doesn't like her, then he has to give her a get. So we've analyzed the first part, ki yikach ish isho. We've analyzed how we learn from that, kinyan kesef. Now the Gemara starts after the two dots where we're starting this morning, 10 lines from the bottom of the Omud, uve olo, analyzing that next statement in the Gemara. What does uve olo teach us? So Rebbe says, as we've seen on Daf Tes, Rebbe said, melamed she nikneis bevia. That, in fact, teaches us that she's nikneis bevia. That's how we know that she's nikneis bevia. Ask the Gemara, similar to last week or the week before, v'halodinu. I shouldn't need a posuk for be'ila. I should be able to extrapolate the din of bia, that bia works as a kinyan. I should be able to extrapolate from yevoma. Umma, using kal vachomer. Umma yevoma she'in nikneis bekesef, nikneis bevia. If a Yevoma who's not nikneis bekesef, kesef doesn't work for a Yevoma, it's not a strong enough kinyan for a Yevoma. But bia does work for a Yevoma, means that bia is a stronger kinyan than kesef. Zush nikneis bekesef, if a regular isha can be nikneis bekesef with this weak kinyan called kesef, en odin she nikneis bevia, certainly bia should work for her. So we should know from Kal Vachomer, if once we know that Bia works for a Yevoma, we should know that Bia certainly works for an Isha, because even Kesef works for an Isha. Kol Shechen Bia would work for an Isha. Answer the Gemara, no, I wouldn't be able to learn from there, because Amor Ivriya Techiach. Amor Ivriya disproves the Kal Vachomer. She nikneis be Kesef, ein nikneis be Bia. You see that Kesef is not a weaker Kinyan than Bia. They're two completely different kinyonim. Because Amma Ivriya, you can use Kesef and you cannot use Bia. So that you cannot learn the one from the other. The Kal Vachomer won't work. No, says the Gemara. Ma'ala Amma Ivriya she'en kinyon l'shum ishus. Take it, Amma Ivriya, right out of the equation. Because although Amma Ivriya is another example of human ownership, and it's in fact an example of male ownership of women, so if we go through the areas of ownership, we could say Kiddushin deals with a set of male ownership over women. That there are certain elements of ownership of certain rights that certain men have over certain women. What are the cases? Amo Ivriya, Isha, and Yevoma. Amo Ivriya, says the Gemara, take that out, because Amo Ivriya, the kinyan of Amo Ivriya, is not l'shem l'shum ishus. When the man acquires the labor of an Amo Ivriya, all he's acquiring is the labor. Yes, he acquires the right to be miyaed her later on. There is the possibility of yud later on. But at the time of the kiddushin, at the time of the mechiro, all he's buying is the labor. He's bought nothing more. And that's why she doesn't need a get if she leaves him. She doesn't need anything. When she becomes a nairo, she just walks out. Because all he's bought is her labor until she becomes a nairo. And therefore, we can't put an Amo Ivriya into the same subset as we can put Yevomo and Isha. So if you can imagine a set of human kinyonim, which would include Eved, Isha, Amo Ivriya, Yevomo, then we have a subset of that, which is male kinyonim over females, which would include Yevomo, Isha, and Amo Ivriya. Then we have a further subset, which is Yevomo and Isha, because they are L'shem Ishus. Those kinyonim are L'shem Ishus. And a kinyon L'shem Ishus is a different category, where the kinyon is L'shem Ishus, Be'ilo works, Bio works. If the kinyon is not L'shem Ishus, Bio doesn't work at all. It's got nothing to do with Bio. Bio is not an appropriate kinyon. If the kinyon is not L'shem Ishus, because core to Ishus is Be'ilo. And therefore, it comes back the question: if we've got to take Amo Ivriya out of the subset, or the subset of the subset, then our Kal Vachomer should work. Just as in the case of a Yevomo whom Kesef cannot acquire, but Bior can. In the case of Isha, that Kesef can acquire her, Kol Shein, that Bior does, why do I need a Pasuk Talmud Loimer of Olo Velama Likro? This, we learn this out of Allah. Why do I need of Allah? Why do I need a Pasuk altogether? Or Atiyah, we can learn it from a Kal Vachomer. Omer Rav Ashi answers Rav Ashi, Mishum Deikil Ameimah Mi Korod Edina Pircha. The very foundation of the Kal Vachomer is flawed. Mehecha Komaisis Lo, where do you want to learn the Kal Vachomer from Mi Yevomo, from the case of Yevomo? Mali Yevomo Shekein Zekuko Voimedes. There's a very big difference. A Yevama is what we call Zekuko Voimedes. She is available to him. She's almost dedicated, assigned to him. Zekuko Voimedes means she is pre-assigned to him. By virtue of the fact that her husband has died without leaving children, she's automatically assigned to the Yevama. And therefore, you cannot apply the dinim of kinyan be'ila of Yevomo to an isha. Talmud loymer uvola. So we need to be told with a posuk that kinyan be'o works with a regular isha who is not zekuka v'imedes. Let's learn the Rashi on that. Shekein ein kinyona l'shum ishus. The case of Amma Ivriyos, says the Rashi, says Rashi, is not talking about a kinyan l'shem ishus. Hilkach lo shaycha bo bio, and therefore bio is not shaykh. It's just not an appropriate kinyan. There's no thought that that might even be a kinyan. Shekein zekuka v'imedes. A yevomo is different from an isha because of zekuka v'imedes. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shekein zekuka v'imedes l'ze. She is pre-assigned to this man. Machmas kiddushe hames, because of the kiddushin of the dead one. Interesting. Rashi doesn't say it's because of the death of the dead one. It's not because of the death of the brother that makes her zekuka v'imedes. It's the kiddushin. So let's consider for a moment what happens in kiddushin. So now this is something that most women probably don't know, and it should be explained to them. Because when a man stands under a chuppah and gives a woman a ring, and he says, Hareyat mekudeshesli, and he adds, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, what he's saying is, all the halachas of the Torah in Hilchus Ishus apply. And among that package of halachas of Hilchus Ishus, which you are accepting upon yourself by accepting the ring I'm giving you under this chuppah, among that package of halachas is Hilchus Yibum, which means you are agreeing right now to marry my brother if I die and don't leave your children. So that's not going to be a negotiable. The time to negotiate that is now. If you don't like my brother and you couldn't conceive of being married to him, then you cannot accept this kiddushin. Because that's part of what the package is. That's part of what we're doing right here. That's what Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael means. So in that act of Kiddushin, which needs her acquiescence, she needs to agree to that act of Kiddushin. Otherwise, it isn't Chal. What she's agreeing to is not only to accept the Kiddushin from her husband-to-be, but also to agree to become the Yevoma of his brother in the event that her husband dies without leaving children. That's what happens there. Ve'ein bio, back in the Rashi, ve'ein bio bo elo ligmur. And bio only comes to complete the kinyan. Avar kinyan demi koroloi, but it's not the initiation of the kinyan. So bio does something here. We see in this Rashi, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to see the Gemara and Daf test first. Bio does something that kiddushin cannot. Because kiddushin, the initial kiddushin, the brother performed on his wife, not only for himself, but it worked even for the brother. So kiddushin is transferable, kind of, in this one case. This is the only case where kiddushin is transferable, or extendable. But that's exactly what happens. He's mekadesh his wife, and in so doing, is mekadesh her on behalf of her brother, of his brother, in the event that he dies without children. So when he dies, we don't have to redo the kiddushin. Kiddushin is done already. And that's why Rashi says very clearly that it's machmas kiddushe hames. It's the kiddushin of the mes that works for the second husband, for the brother. It's not as if there's no kiddushin. It's the kiddushin that works. And the Ritvo actually says over here, interestingly, that she has like the din of an aruso. She's already mekudeshes. It's as if the erusin has already been done. When the husband dies, And the brother steps into the picture. He steps into the picture as an Orus, and she's an Aruso. The Kiddushin's been done. But the Bio doesn't work. Bio he has to do himself, because the Gemara Daf Tes says Bio makes him a Baal. And that's not extendable. You can't do a Maisa and make somebody else a Baal. You can, through Bio, you can become a Baal and she can become a Ba'ula. But for the Yovam to become the Baal, for the Yovam now to initiate this new relationship, it's all very well that Kiddushin has already been done, but the Nisuin hasn't yet been done, or the equivalent of Nisuin hasn't been done. They're actually living together, has not yet taken place. And that takes place with the Bio. And that's why Bio, in the case of a Yevomo, might be very different to Bio in the case of an Isho, and that's why we need a Posuk. Bio, in the case of a Yevomo, is just a continuation of Erusin. It's the next step. But by the case of Isho, Bio is the Erusin. That you can't learn out of Yevomo. What we're trying to learn over here is that Bio is a valid Kiddushin. In the case of Yevoma, Bio is not the Kiddushin. In the case of Yevoma, Kiddushin is already done. Bio is bilus. Bio is another phase, is another step. So we can't learn Isho, not just because they're two different beings. One is a Yevoma and one is an Isho, and they have different halachas, and you can't learn from the other. It's even simpler than that. It's what you're trying to learn is not the same thing, because you're trying to learn that in the case of a regular woman, Bio is a valid kinyon for Kiddushin. In the case of a Yovam, there is no Kiddushin. The Kiddushin has already taken place, so you can learn nothing from it. That's Rashi Shita. That's how Rashi learns this. I'm happy to, because it's a small shiur today, so I'm happy to pause there for a moment if anybody wants to unmute and ask a question, or just ask a question. If you didn't mute, feel free to do that. Any questions or comments? Okay, then let's get into Tosfos. Uve Olah, the first Tosfos on the Sugya, Melamed Shiniknes Bevio, asks Tosfos. Tosfos asks a question, and the Tosfos Harosh asks the same question, and they give two different answers. What is the question? V'im Tema, Tepuk Leimi Dichtiv Ki Yikach Demash Menami Loshen Bia Kamo Kulo Kicho Da Arayas. Tosfos says the word Kicho can mean one of two things when used in relationship to a man and woman relationship. Kicho, as we've seen, could mean acquisition. And that's a word that acquires not only in man and woman relationship. A lekeach is a purchaser. A mekach is an object that has been purchased. So ki yikach brings into it the idea of transaction, of investment, which is what we've learned up till now, and we understand that. But kicho also has a sense of bio. One can take a woman, meaning bevio. And we commented that at the end of last week's shiur, that even in English, the word take is sometimes used as an act of bio. And in fact, kicho is used in the whole parsha of Arayas. When we talk about the isurei bio, about intimate relationships that are forbidden, we use the word isho. And Tosfos gives examples. Isha she yikach es achoise. If a man has relationships with his sister, and it's not talking about that he gives her a ring. In that case, isha she yikach es achoise means a man who takes his sister in a sexual act. Ve isho el achoise lo itikoch. And a man should not marry a woman and her sister. Ishashi yikoches eishes ochiv, a man who marries the wife of his brother. But it doesn't, yikoch doesn't mean marries. The issue is not in the marriage. The marriage is in chal. Nothing happens with the marriage. We're talking in those kichos, we're talking about having a sexual relationship. In that case, if kicho means, is clearly used in Hilchus Isurei Bio as the act of Bio, why don't we just learn the posuk? Ki yikach ish isho, that means if a man has Bio with a woman. And that's the way he's Mekadesha. And then we will not be able to learn from this posuk that kicho means kesef. We'll have to learn that from v'yotzo chinam in kosef, as the other Tana learns it from. But why don't we learn ki yikach as being the act of intimacy? V'yesh lama on sestosis d'shani hecha d'iyev shalafar shibinyan acher kitamim for noisin esanuso. the only time you learn kichel as meaning a sexual act is when it cannot mean anything else. As the Gemara says, the likuchin ksuvim b'Torah, the word likuchin is written in the Torah, and it means two things. It could mean transaction, and it can mean a sexual act. Stam haru'uyo, likuchin ksuvim b'Torah stam, haru'uyo l'shchivo shchivo, haru'uyo l'kicho kicho. If there's a way to explain it as being kicho, being shchivo, then that's what it means, a sexual act. And if it means l'kicho, if it means a transaction, then that's what it means. Asks Tosfos further, "V'im toma v'neilaf migzera shovet v'niknes beviyok damrin bereish habol yevanto ishu lebala minayin shenikne beheora atya kicho kicho." Let me give you the background to Tosfos' kasha here. There is a discussion in the Gemara in a few places as to what constitutes the act of bio. Is it tchilos bio? Is it the act of penetration which causes, with, and that's the act of bio? Or is it the completion of the complete bio, which is the act of bio? What's the nafkimina? There are two nafkiminas. There are two areas that defining the moment is important. The one is for isure bio, for isure arayas. At what point have they been over the isur arayas and their chayav miso or chorus, whatever applies in that particular case? So if they start having bio and they then change their minds, they have a moment of tshuva and they say, this is wrong, we should stop, and they disengage at that moment. There's not been a gemar bio, there's been a tchilas bio, but not a gemar bio. The bio has begun but not been concluded and consummated. Have they been over arayas or not, is the one issue. And the other issue is, when is she married? If they use bi'ilo as the method of kinyan, what is the moment when that kinyan applies? So if they start bio and then they disengage, does she need a get or not? Would be the question. And the Gemara learns a gezeira shova from isurin to marriage. So just as by isure bia, tchilas bia is enough. You don't have to conclude the bia. You don't have to consummate the bia. Tchilos bia is sufficient to constitute a bia, and the isur applies from then. The prohibition has been transgressed at the moment of tchilas bia. Because the word kicho appears in marriage, and the word kicho appears in isurei bio, the Gemara learns b'gzereshova, just as by isurei bio, the beginning of bio, which is called he'ora, is the moment of isur, so by the transaction of kinyan, the moment of he'ora is the moment at which the kinyan is chal. In that case, asks the Tosfos, if we're learning Gzereshova from bio in Isurim to bio in marriage using Kicho Kicho, so this is now not Kicho Kicho of Zdei Ephraim, this is Kicho used by the transgressions of Arayus and Kicho used by laws of marriage, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, from that Gzereshova, can't we learn that bio is a good Kinyan? That would be sufficient. The Yesh Loma, and this last part of the Tosfos is the most important part of the principle that we need to extract. The Lav, the Loikos of Uve'ola, if the Torah would not have written Uve'ola, if it would just have said, Ki yikach ish isho v'hoyoyim loitim tzachein be'enav, if a man takes a woman and then wants to divorce her, he must give her a get, and it doesn't say Be'ola, just says, Ki yikach ish isho, and what would you want to say? I can learn from a Gzereshova from Arayas. That ki yikach means he's lokeach with an intimate relationship, that he uses bio as the kinyan. No, says Tosfos, I couldn't have learned that. Iker bio lo yehava gamrinan mikicha da arayas. The fact that bio is a kinyan, I couldn't learn from arayas. The kivan tikicha da hosam lo mishtai bikinyan klal avalecha sheve heoro ki gemar bio gamrinan shapir. It's only from there all we can learn is that heoro, that's the beginning of the bio, is a complete bio as far as Isur is concerned. All that helps me do is define the parameters of the idea of bio. What constitutes bio? Is bio an act of penetration, or is bio an act of consummation? That's all I can learn from Arayas. That bio is tchilas bio is sufficient, that constitutes bio. But that doesn't tell me yet that bio works as a kinyan, because that's not talking about kinyonim over there. And for some reason, this Gzereshova wouldn't be able to be extended. It's a little bit difficult to understand, so why not? I mean, Zdei Ephraim is also not talking about bio, yet we make a Gzereshova. So So if we have a, if kicho is used by Arias and kicho is used here, why can't we say that it means bia? But for some reason, Tosfos says that Zereshova would not be able to be used. There needs, in this case, not with all Zereshovas, but in this case, there needs to be common context. It's not sufficient that the same word is used. And the context is not the same. It's true that it's the same in that we're talking about bia, but we're only talking about what constitutes bia. So there's the issur that we learn about in further on in the Torah, and there's kinyonim that we learn over here, and we wouldn't be able to learn the one from the other were it not for the posuk of uve olo. Uve olo tells us that bia works as an act of kiddushin. What is bia? That I learn from Arias. That's the first Tosfos that we need to know. The second one that we're going to learn is the last piece, the last Tosfos, and we won't learn the whole Tosfos. We're going to learn the opening comment of Tosfos in his kasha, and then we'll learn the two answers that he gives at the bottom. Mali yavama sheken zekuko v'imedes. A yavama is different from an isha because a yavama is assigned to the brother from the time of the kiddushin of the deceased. This doesn't work for kinyan kesef. Just let's pause there. Tosfos' observation. The fact that she's a kuka v'omedes isn't strong enough to say that kinyan kesef should work. Now, of course, Rashi's already answered that because we've said we're not learning kinyan kiddushin. The kiddushin is already got the kiddushin. So what would we be learning kinyan kesef? But without that Rashi, one would think that we're trying to learn the initial kinyan from Yavama. And if the fact that she's a kukav omedes makes her easy to acquire, that's really what Tosfos is understanding the Gemara now, is the fact that she's a kukav omedes doesn't make her an aruso. It just makes her easy to acquire. But we're still talking about that first act of acquisition. And if she's easy to acquire, easy enough to acquire with Be'ilo, surely she's easy enough to acquire with Kesef. Tosfos says so he's still concerned about that issue. So Tosfos brings two answers, and the first one is three lines from the bottom of the page in the middle of the line. V'nire l'ri, d'hachi poruch. This is what the kashi is. Sheken zekuka v'omedes l'bia, klema. Sheikar mitzvoso lahakim laochiv shem. The main purpose of her mitzvah is to provide continuity to her deceased husband. That's the main purpose of the mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah tells us that. Hilkoch nekalo lehikanos bevio yoser meishu. Therefore, it's more likely that bio should work than in the case of Isha. This statement of Ri is so full and so rich with so much understanding. Let's just see what he's saying. He's saying that Bio as a Kenyan makes more sense for a Yavomo than it does for an Isha. Why? Because the whole purpose of this new relationship with the brother is to have children. That's the reason. And the only way you can have children is with Bio. So Bio, it makes sense that Bio should be a valid Kenyan. Now, one would think that you could extrapolate that to Isha as well. And in this Re, you'll see a foundational principle of marriage that is unique to the Torah that other religions don't have. And what is that? One would think you could extrapolate that to Isha as well. Why can't you say the same thing? The whole reason a man marries a woman is for Pru Revu, and the only way you can have children is with Bio, so Bio should work the same as it works for Yavama. What's more with the Yavama? Truth like him, shame la'achiv. The purpose is to create a name for his brother, but that you do that by children. Well, isn't that the purpose of every marriage? Isn't it to have children? You see from here that that's not so. That's not the purpose of every marriage. The purpose of Yavama is only to have children. If there's any other intention, then it's not lishmo. You can't do it. The only purpose is to have children. What happens if a man falls in love with a woman and wants her as a companion? Does that make the kiddushin any less of a kiddushin? No, it doesn't. It's true that he has a mitzvah of Pru Revu, and the way that he's mekayim that mitzvah is by marrying a woman and having children. But if that's not his intention in the marriage, if the intention of the marriage is companionship, or the intention of the marriage is to have sex with a woman but not to have children, does that make it less of a kiddushin? No, it doesn't. Because in regular ish and isho, there are many layers other than procreation. It's not only about having children. Having children is an important part of it, but it's not only about having children. And that's why we don't get into the same mess that the Catholics get into about issues of contraception. Because according to the Catholics, they're only heter for marriage. They see marriage as legitimized sex. And that's a bad thing. Sex is bad. So how is it allowed? It's allowed because you're doing it in order to have children, and having children is a good thing. That's they see it as a heter. Marriage is a heter. It's not a mitzvah, it's a heter. The mitzvah is to have children, but then the marriage itself is just to make that possible. So then comes the question, so then you can't get married in a situation where you're not going to have children. And to have a sexual relationship without the capability of having children, according to the Catholic religion, becomes forbidden. So there's no way that they can allow contraception. With us, that isn't so. Since having children is only part of it, yes, we've got issues of Hitzozer Levatola and things like that that make contraception a little bit more complex. But the issue around contraception is not that a marriage without children is not Kiddushin. We don't have that concept. A marriage with no intention of having children is complete Kiddushin without any limitations. That's why an older man can marry an older woman who can't have children. Still Kiddushin. In every sense of the word, it's still Kiddushin. Not so with Yevoma. In the case of Yevoma, if she's unable to have children, they can't do mitzvah Yibum. Or if he's unable to have children, they can't do mitzvah Yibum. Certainly if she's an Eilonis or he's a Saris, that means they're built in such a way that they're unable to have children Milachatil. Then they can't do mitzvah Yibum. And therefore, since Be'ilo is core to the whole of mitzvah Yibum, it makes more sense that Be'ilo will work. Whereas Be'ilo for Ish Ve'isho is not necessarily so. There's no way that without the posuk that we would know that that works. What's interesting is there's a Tosfos in Yevomos, which you can have a look at if you have a chance after the Shiur of Chosam with Aleph. There's a Tosfos on Yevomos, in Yevomos, where Tosfos goes into the whole question that although it's correct that one can only do Yibum between a man and a woman who are Ru'uyo Lahakoma Shem, who can have continuity, he says the following, and I'll just read you the piece of the Tosfos. The things we exclude from Yibum on Eilonis, a woman who cannot have children, who's not capable of having children, never was capable, man who's not capable, she'einan ru'uyin leileid lo'ilom, they can never have children. But a bio, if they have relationships, and in that relationship they cannot have children, it's that type of a bio, so it could be a bio shaloi kedarko, it could be a non-vaginal bio. So there's no way she can become pregnant from that. But she can still become a yevoma. They can be mekayem mitzvahs yibum. Because that act of be'ilo that we talked about, be'ulas baal, is even shaloi kedarko. Having that sexual relationship, a man penetrating a woman, even if it's non-vaginal, creates an act of be'ilo, and it's a valid kinyan for issues, and it's a valid kinyan for yibum. So even though Ri is saying over here that it's easier to apply bio as a kinyan by yibum, because the very purpose of yibum is to have children, and the way you do that is by bio, that doesn't mean that the bio has to be one that's capable of having children. It's just that the kinyan. So here again, we see that this kinyan bio has two roles. There's the actual maisa kinyan. There's the kinyan at the beginning of the relationship, and that's all it is. It's a kinyan. And even if this cannot lead to having children, it's okay for a yovam and a yovoma. The act doesn't have to be capable of having children. The act has to create a relationship which will later lead to having children. That's what bio is. Even according to this statement of Ri here, because interestingly enough, the Tosfos which I quoted you from Yevomos is also Ri. So there's a qualification. Ri says yes, bio is an appropriate kinyan for yibum, because yibum is designed for continuity, for having children, even though this particular act of bio may not lead to children, may not be capable of leading to children. Nevertheless, it's a valid yibum.
I'm sorry.
So that, yes, yes.
Does the Re think that the island is still zukka?
That the island is still?
Is she still bound to do yibum, or is she?
No, she's not bound to do yibum.
Okay, so she's out of nowhere.
Okay, so that the Gemara learns from that that if there's no possibility of Akoma zero, the din of Yibum doesn't apply neither to an Ayilonis nor to a Saris, according to Ri. And the second answer of Tosfos seems to be the same as Rashi. V'harav Rabbi Elazar Mishan's Pirish, Shekein Zekukov Oemedes Shibiyazu Eino Oiso Elo Gomeris Kiddushe Rishon. This merely completes the kiddushin of the rishon. Umishum da ashkechon bio gemeres lo yneim ashitikone tikne tchilas kinyan. All that we can learn from bio by yevomo is that bio is a way to complete the relationship. That which started as a meisik kiddushin of the first brother ends with the bio of the second brother, and that makes him the baal or makes him the yevom. But we can't learn from there that bio is capable of initiating a kinyan. In other words, if we're going to use the same framework as we used for Rashi and the Rizvah, you can't learn from there that bio is a kinyan kiddushin, that you can be mekadesh and isha with bio. You can complete the kinyan, become a baal with bio, but you can't initiate the kinyan in order to become an orus, to create that initial relationship. So that's the piece of Gemara that we have so far. Yes, bio is a valid form of kinyan. It's a valid form of kinyan for a yovam, and it's a valid form of kinyan for an ish, but not for an amo ivrio. Amo ivrio not because that relationship has nothing to do with bio at the outset, whereas ish v'isho and yovamo, their relationship is about bio. In the case of yovamo, it's altogether about bio. The whole purpose is to come together to have children. In the case of ish v'isho, there are many reasons for the relationship. So in the case of ish v'isho, we need a posuk. Were it not for the posuk, we wouldn't know that bio would be a valid kinyan. Comes the posuk of Uva Allah to teach us that bio is one of the means of kinyan, that if a man is koine a woman with bio, he doesn't need kesef and he doesn't need shtar. Bio alone is a valid kinyan, which we would not be able to learn from any of the other cases. So let's leave it there. We'll check in with you during the week to ensure that you're available for next Sunday. If there is at least one other person available next Sunday, then we'll have the shir, and those who are unable to make it can pick it up from the website. And if there's nobody available because of Pesach, then we'll postpone the shir. But otherwise, unless you hear otherwise, we must assume that the shir goes on. And for next week, we'll carry on the beginning of Hey Amud Aleph. We'll get into the next piece of Gemara, which will be the first third or so of Hey Amud Aleph, and if there's specific Rishonim to look at or other Gemuras, I'll try and get that to you well in advance this time. Sorry that didn't take place this week. So I'll stop the recording, and again, if there are any questions, please feel free to ask.